So Tom, I'm going to actually have Kit answer the first part of that question, and then I'm going to chime in at the end of it of what our plan is of other additional locations.
Okay, thanks.
So in regards to our risk as a community, they would still consider us low risk. I know we're starting to see the case count climb, especially over in Douglas County, Cass County, all of that area by Omaha. One of the challenges that Nebraska has and across the nation is the availability of testing. So what they have a reagent that they have to use to run the lab test. And unfortunately, that is on shortage. So our capabilities of being able to test are lower. There's some guidelines from Nebraska Public Health and the Health Department that we have to follow. Jolene did just share those on our Facebook page yesterday, I believe, for the community to kind of know what our restrictions are. At this point in time, if we have somebody that is showing the symptoms of COVID, which are fever, cough, shortness of breath, now they've added shortness of breath or chest pain, basically anything that's respiratory like that, and we can't say it's influenza or pneumonia and we rule out the diagnoses that we know, then they're telling us to treat it like COVID, send the patients home, tell them to isolate for 7 days from symptom onset, and then 3 days after that or 72 hours after symptoms resolve and fever breaks. So unfortunately, it's hard to tell, to truly say, is it in our community or is it not? So that's why the big push for social distancing, staying home, they've learned that a lot of people are actually asymptomatic sometimes in being carriers. They've noticed that in the cases that they have tested all of the family members. So just really encouraging our community to do their best to stay home. Don't go if you don't have to. Make, you know, one trip to the grocery store for the 2 weeks if you can. Do your good hand hygiene. Those are the ways that we're going to help be able to protect everybody.
So Tom, to kind of answer the second part of that question, you said in the event of an outbreak, what is Tri-Valley's plan? So Tri-Valley Health System has MOUs in place, Memorandum of Understandings, with several different entities. We do have some local, so we do have the city office. I've had conversation with Dr. Dean Koch's office, Cambridge Public Schools. We do have the city office. Another thing that I would reassess at that time is the use of our current outreach clinics, Arapahoe and Indianola. In the event of that, I may have to redo some staging and set up some things a little bit differently. So we would follow our memorandum of understandings. We would work with our community members if there was other spaces that we were needing based upon what need is. Another thing that Tri-Valley Health System is talking of doing is potentially preparing for you know, if we do have an influx, be prepared to do screenings in the cars. So people would be able to stay in their cars, pull up, and we could do a drive-through type of service. So that kind of is what we're looking at, future planning preparation measures, following those memorandum of understandings and best practices.
Okay, great. Any additional questions for the Tri-Valley folks? I know they're a critical piece to this equation of dealing with such a disease, but and want to make sure that we get some of those answered. If there's individuals that can sew gowns and masks, would you be able to accept those, or are there requirements in those making of masks?
So Jody, this is a great question. Right now, the recommendations are the homemade masks are not recommended for healthcare workers. So Tri-Valley Health System, we did communicate with our employees. I've had a couple of community members that have asked this. You know, we would accept those donations, but right now they would not be recommended for healthcare workers. They're saying that potentially they may be a type of a mask depending on what our PPE status is with availability of masks. This may be an option that we could place these on our patients. Related to the gowns, they did provide direction to us that our current gowns are correct, but they did indicate that there are some organizations that do have the old cloth gowns, and they're indicating in the event where we were running low on PPE, anything is going to be better than nothing at all.
Okay. Additional questions for Tri-Valley? Well, thank you too for your input on this. I greatly appreciate it. And if we have more questions, we'll make sure that we reach out with you guys and stay connected on this. So
sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Next.